live.
Your Raw Recap Show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We are live. The number to call in is 855-VOC Radio. That's 855-862-7234. Tonight, our panel includes from In the Room, we have Derek McDonald. How are you doing tonight, Derek?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing all right. And also from In the Room, we have Ray Bogus. How are you doing tonight, Ray?
I'm doing better than Biggie Langston's career.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
Well, you're doing all right,
that's
I guess.
That's right.
I mean, not,
that's
not
right.
Great, but all right.
That's,
cool.
That's right. Shots fired, Derek. Shots fired.
I know. 10 seconds into the show, you're at it already.
That's right. You know why, Derek? Because I am just a sad, glum human being.
Well, we're talking about tonight's Raw that wrapped up around 30 minutes ago. This was not an eventful Raw at all. They are on cruise control tonight, not much new going on. The first thing opening up tonight's Raw was a Roman Reigns promo. He kind of sounded a little awkward out there to me. Derek, what are you feeling on Roman Reigns and his promo ability?
I guess he's getting better. That isn't saying much, because when he debuted, he would say, like, you know, believe in the Shield, and that was it. I guess he has to get more mic time and get more comfortable. I just hope when Roman Reigns is in the house, Cena does suck. I hope he didn't go off the script a little bit, because, you know, making John Cena look bad isn't too good for your career, you know, unless they tell you to say it. But I guess he's getting better. He can be a lot better, but he's better than he was a year ago.
Yeah, in the Shield, he's kind of had that role as Road Warrior Animal, as just the talent Hawk. While Hawk did all the talking, he just wraps it up with, like you said, believe in the Shield. How about you, Ray? How are you feeling on Roman Reigns these days?
This is crazy, because when he debuted, I remember that we said, man, this dude looks the part, and he's got all the moves. I wonder if he can say things. And I think it can get better, but right now the answer is no. He can't say a thing. I mean, he looks good. He looks good, and I like what they're doing with the Shield, and I like what they're doing with the Wyatts, and I sort of like what they're doing with Rusev, which is great. That leaves us with 7 total wrestlers. So you know, maybe going forward, that's what they can have. They could just have 7 wrestlers. And they can go from town to town and hire out local jobbers to fill time. And those 7 can just all feud with each other in a big circle.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just the 3-hour Raws, but if I'm paying attention to it more, but every week is just more rematches of rematches of rematches. Tonight we had, I guess we can go back to the Roman Reigns promo. Reigns, he talked about Cena, then Kane came out, referees and agents pulled him away, and Reigns knocked away Finley and Jamie Noble. So it was nice seeing Finley and Jamie Noble on screen again, even for this short bit. We had Usos and the Wyatts, part 27. The Wyatts win with a clothesline. I don't know, Derek, how are you feeling about Uso and the Wyatts? Are they finally going to wrap this up at Battleground, you think?
I hope so. And, you know, I like the Usos. They've gotten, since they debuted, they look like a completely different tag team. They're great. They're one of the few high points of the show consistently. They have great matches with the Wyatts. It's just they have matches with the Wyatts, seems like, every week. So here's hoping, you know, they put on a great match at Battleground. They move the titles to the Wyatts and they do something with them. But these guys have great matches. It's just that, like I said, we watch them every week. It gets kind of boring after a while.
I agree. I mean, their matches are good. It's just, I mean, there's only so many times you can watch it every week until it gets really boring. Derek, how about you? Do you think they need to call up more people from NXT? Is this just a shallow roster they need to replenish, or what's going on?
They have tag teams down in NXT. How many of them are ready to be on the main roster is debatable. I mean, they even have guys like Justin Gabriel and Tyson Kidd, who were a tag team at one point. Just put them back together, and you can, you know, put them on television. I don't understand why they broke up the primetime players. They were a pretty decent tag team. You could add them. They have the talent. It's just introducing them the right way. You talk about NXT. It seems like the only guys who come up from NXT and kind of gotten over is Rusev and Bo Dallas. That's pretty much been it. So if you can bring a tag team up and build them up the right way and have them get over, it'd be great. But they definitely need more tag.
Yeah, I mean, they do have people on the roster they're not using. Like you mentioned, the primetime player. Well, I think Darren Young is out with an injury, but still, they have other people on the roster they could put together a tag team. What do you think, Ray? What do you think they should do about this, their roster?
Oh, I mean, they have people. I mean, this is like the biggest the WWE roster has like ever been. Like if you go month to month over the course of a year, I think that this is the highest number of people they've averaged, you know, in the history of the company. You know, they don't. Mm-hmm. I suppose that like it couldn't hurt to get to, you know, up from NXT, but like
mm-hmm.
I mean, you have people, you don't use them.
No, I mean, we had those people that were let go a few weeks ago that those guys haven't been used in I don't know how long. I mean, JTG, I mean, that was kind of like a running joke online for a while. It's like JTG is still employed, and even though he hadn't been on TV in like a year or two. But,
I was going to say, and real quick, if you look at one of their most successful tag teams, it's the New Age Outlaws. And all the New Age Outlaws were with two guys who were doing nothing. You put them together, and magic happens. I mean, I don't see why they don't try that again.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they were just two singles lower card wrestlers. They were just paired up, and they just turned to gold.
You know why you can't do that, Derek?
Why?
You need more time to recap what happened on Raw and SmackDown. And you need more time to tell people how to download the app.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because people still have – apparently people still haven't gotten that.
You guys need to sign up for your free preview week here for WWE Network and watch the Monday Night War documentary, which I'm
– no.
I don't know. I have it on in the background, but I just hope it's not a bunch of recycled footage from their previous documentaries.
Yeah, me either.
Now, what about
things I was looking forward to.
Hang on, guys. What about the things that this company has put out in the last 36 months makes you think it is going to be anything other than recycled footage? You watch a weekly show that's nothing but recycled footage of matches.
Hey, I was watching a little bit of it before the show, and they had some footage from Ted Turner that I don't remember on the previous Monday Night War documentary, so at least that's one thing new. Maybe there's more, so I don't know much more ground they could cover with it, really.
People like to hear the same thing rehashed again and again. It's why this show has become so successful, because we come on and we rehash literally the same episode of Raw every week.
In fact, we recorded this a couple weeks ago, so.
Yeah, kayfabe.
I guess we can talk about Alicia Fox versus Nikki Bella. We had them with one arm tied around their back, or at least just Nikki anyway. It sounds like the Authority demanded this match, and oh yeah, the Authority aren't there this week; they're on vacation.
You're a big shot.
Well, we had Alicia acting crazy, and I don't know, Ray. Do you have anything to say about this match? I guess
no,
if you
I
want to call it that.
No, I don't, because I really only care about Paige and her things going on at this point. Since apparently Emma's too busy looting everything. That was really responsible of me. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry, Emma. We love you and your kleptomaniac Australian ways.
Do you think they're going to bring that up on Raw when she returns?
Oh, I hope
have,
so.
Have her steal Adam Rose's twisted tea or something?
Oh, my God. That would just be delightful. I hope she steals the head off the rabbit.
Somebody
told me to. Hey, you know, since so little happened on Raw this week, I suppose we can talk about whatever the hell we want, you know, that happened on it. So let me toss a question out to you guys. Do you guys think that, and I don't know, because I'm just sort of looking at what they're doing and observing and making kind of an informed observation. Do you think that possibly their long-term plan for Big E is to sort of just have him wander into random feuds until he finds someone who will fight him? I'm pretty sure that's what they're doing right now.
I was really surprised to see Big E come out and save Kofi. Because when he first came out, I was thinking, is Rusev coming out now? Because I forgot the whole Jack Swagger thing from last week already.
I don't know. Poor Big E. The guy's so talented, and he can do so many different things, and they just make him he's basically, you know, he's a jobber now, and it sucks for him. I guess they're going to keep doing this type of thing with him until he finally clicks with the audience. How he's going to click if he's going to get beat up, I don't know. But, yeah, he's Ahmed Johnson 2.0, and I hate saying that, but that's what it's looking like.
Well, you mentioned Paige before. This was another kind of – I had no idea what the heck was going on. We had Funkadactyls versus Paige and AJ. Paige and AJ were feuding last week, and now they're together as, I don't know, an unlikely tag team put together by the Authority for some odd reason.
Here's the
Ray.
Thing.
Yeah.
You have to understand this. Your product is primarily aimed at middle schoolers. And as I understand it, that is how middle school girls behave. They hate each other 1 week, and then they like each other. Now, it's been a long time since I was in middle school, and God only knows no middle school age girls ever wanted to talk to me. And now that I'm a certain age, I don't want to talk to them. But I've been informed that is exactly how they behave. So I mean, I think they're just making the product realistic to their audience. Or I'm saying nonsense. You know, but that's really for the listeners to decide. That's probably
saying
nonsense, though.
Are you saying that women that are friends can talk shit about each other and kind of be enemies in that way? Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, that's fine. So apparently they don't outgrow it. All right. Well, look at that. Ray is learning about women on Raw.
Well, the Funkadactyls exploded tonight. We had Cameron not tagging in, and then we had Naomi and Cameron have a catfight tonight. So I guess we'll have that at Battleground.
Well, she just didn't tag in because, I mean, she knows.
She knows she's no good. She doesn't want to hurt anybody.
Like, yeah, I could tag in, but, like, realistically.
Nobody's going to benefit from this, so I'll just stay out here.
Yeah. You know who she is? She's like the kid who can't even like connect with the baseball in T-ball.
Who, Cameron?
Yes, that's who Cameron is. And she's like, yeah,
you know what?
I'm actually just gonna not go up to bat. So, yeah, like that's Cameron.
Do you watch Total Divas at all?
No, I don't because I have a life and things to do.
I probably watched maybe the first two episodes, but I've heard reviews, and it sounds like I don't know if she just plays it up for the show, but she sounds like she's kind of out there and kind of nutty.
Yeah, I mean, isn't she the one who got the DUI and tried to bribe the cop to let her go? Isn't that her?
That's her, yep.
Okay. All right, well, it all makes sense now.
And her favorite match is...
She would fit in great in Florida. She would fit in great in Florida. Because every time I read articles about things, there's always someone insane in Florida trying to bribe an officer over something.
Mm-hmm.
She was fitting great there. And actually, we run out of things to talk about. I can just read Florida Man headlines, which actually would probably be better than anything we saw tonight. So, you know.
Probably so.
Yeah, you guys just say the word.
All right, well, it's 15 to the hour, so I guess we better take our break now. When we come back, we'll talk about the main event. It was Cena and Rollins. And what else tonight? We had looks like it's official. We're going to have Rusev and Swagger at Battleground. Well, we'll be back after these messages here.
This is CeeLo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed,
and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pop the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to Rub Draw, your Raw recap show here on VOC Nation Worldwide. We are live. The number to call in is 855-VOC-NATION. That's 855-862-7234. While we were on break, we were talking some about main events. Well, it looks like the main event for tomorrow's main event. We have, was it Del Rio and Sheamus again?
Yay!
What were you saying, Ray, you were talking about you thought main event was a good idea, but they kind of blown it lately?
All the they ruined it for forever. There's a reason Ion Television didn't want it back. What I was saying during the break was that you know when that show first came out, I remember going out in the room with Derek, and I remember saying this is awesome. It's a 1 hour show, which is the perfect length for a show. It's on a night where it competes with nothing, so it can get my full attention, and it's on early enough where I can watch it and get in, get out, and get on with my life. And then they ruined it, because like every good idea, they have to ruin things.
I mean, I've watched a few main events. I remember seeing the Kofi Kingston Cesaro match where he busted out the one-arm suplex, like lifting him from the turnbuckle, like without him even jumping or anything. That was awesome. But, yeah, like I said, we have Sheamus and Del Rio again for the millionth time, so I don't know who on earth that would appeal to. But if you have the network, you can watch it tomorrow night. Also, you have Bret Hart on the Jericho's highlight reel on there tomorrow night as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Let me just not make an appointment to watch that. You know, Derek and I were talking about, during the break too, right before you came back and told us that we were going to be coming back for the break. You were talking about how he's so surprised they haven't ruined Rusev. And what I was about to tell him, and I guess I'll tell him on the air now instead of off the air, Derek, they already have ruined Rusev. It's just that it's delayed. It's not going to happen until the pay-per-view when Jack Swagger injures him.
Yeah, that's right. I saw something on the internet. They said that's his new gimmick. If you're going to get pushed, you know, Jack Swagger is the push by hurting you. I hope not. I like Rusev, and you know, Jack Swagger's only over because he's fighting Rusev, and I think that's a credit to Rusev as a character. But I hope you're wrong. Right? I hope he doesn't like twist an ankle or do anything terrible in the match against Swagger.
Oh, what was it? Ray, you're kind of breaking up.
Oh, I was going to say, that's Jack Swagger's real gimmick, is that he's the guy who hurts people. Like, Rusev's not going to do anything. He's going to go out and try to have his match, and then Jack Swagger's going to hurt him. Let me write that down, guys. Write that down so that when it happens, you can say, ah, Ray was right again. And it sucks. It sucks being right about all this stuff because I see it coming. And I say,
Swagger injured.
And I say, that won't be good.
Who all had Swagger injured? I know he took out Wade Barrett. He took out Ziggler. Does he have any other anybody else that he's taken out lately that I'm not thinking of?
Lately? Those are his two. First off, those are his two most recent. But like, that's real. That's a lot of injuries in a very. Two is a lot of injuries in a very short amount of time.
Right, and a severe concussion and a separated shoulder that required surgery all in a year.
Yeah.
Man, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's kind of bad.
I thought he had a reputation as kind of a rough guy to work with before, too.
Really? Well, I don't know if I had just haven't heard anything before these injuries, but, I mean, I just know that the guy likes to smoke weed. That's about all I knew about him.
And here's the thing. You would think that would make him calmer, but apparently not.
Well, hey, RVD, he's been known to stiff some people with some kicks, so. Maybe there's a correlation there.
Maybe.
We had
toss out another topic before I start reading Florida Man headlines.
This really isn't that important, but Bret Hart showed up tonight, and Damian Sandow came out dressed up like Bret Hart, and that was Bret Hart's appearance for tonight. So I don't know how else you can use the guy, but I don't know. It just seems like a waste of Bret Hart just for him to come out for this short little comedy segment, but I don't know what else you can do with the guy.
How sad is that? that we talked about this segment, and instead of saying, man, that's so sad that Damian Sandow is doing that, we've gotten used to Damian Sandow doing that, and we're like, man, it's so sad the guy who can literally do nothing else for you at this point is doing the only thing he can do for you.
Well, this, I don't know what else to say about it, really. I mean, it was just Bret Hart. They it was Montreal. They kind of wheeled him out. They kind of had him put over the crowd, and he got a cheer, and that was about it for the segment.
And that's, you know, that's sad, because it seems like the only time WWE can use a legend or any guy the right way is if they can get physical. And there was a time where you could bring somebody back, and he didn't have to get physical, and it was awesome. But I guess those days are long gone. The last time they brought a guy back and he didn't get, was when Rusev, surprise, surprise, snapped Hacksaw Jim Duggan's 2x4.5. That was like the last great thing they did with a legend what didn't wrestle.
And before that, if you want to go back to when legends couldn't wrestle, I would say that before that, the last time you brought back a legend who, like, couldn't wrestle and it worked was when Steve Austin wheeled out Freddie Blassie, like right before he died. And you handed him the microphone, and he told Bubba to get the table, and that was delightful.
I probably
gonna watch that after we go off of this. But, like... like, it's really sad that, like, you can't use your legends unless you can still put them in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad.
Yeah, another thing I want to bring up was Del Rio versus Ziggler. Was it kind of odd that, well, I can really hear too much of Fandango on commentary. He's kind of talking low. But the end of the match was Fandango getting on top of the table and swiveling his hips, and only Ziggler was the one that was mesmerized enough by the gyrating that he lost the match. Are the faces just stupid or what?
Yes.
Let
me help you out. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's how they're booking Dolph to go along with his health. See, Dolph has chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Hmm.
What's that?
And that's what happens when you get multiple concussions and there's lesions all over your brain. And so he saw the swiveling and it mesmerized him because of the lesions. And that's why in reality we should feel very bad for Dolph, because his brain is covered in lesions.
I just feel bad for Dolph the way he's booked, but
yeah, that,
we kind of discussed that earlier too.
That's also a good reason to feel bad for Dolph.
And we also had Bo Dallas versus. I'm sorry.
I was going to start talking about how our conversation from earlier and how sad we are that like you just get over time and again, and they just like refuse to acknowledge it.
Yeah. Not much happened on this Raw.
No, not much happened at all. So Bo Dallas showed up. That was
nice.
That's
always awesome. That's always awesome.
Bo Dallas versus El Torito.
That made me choose.
Me too.
I
mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that Bo Dallas is one of my favorites. So I probably lean Del Rio. Like if this is a Senate poll, like I probably lean Del Rio as opposed to, you know, lean Dallas. But like, or El Torito, I should say, not Del Rio. I don't know. Like I like that little dude. I wish they wouldn't have made him lose. You could have found someone else for Bo to do that too. That makes me sad.
Yeah, the guy's talented. I mean, I don't know what else you can use him for, but yeah, he's a talented guy. I mean, just very athletic. I was watching go ahead, Derek. No, you go ahead, Derek.
Just get some minis and let him, like, because when he's in the ring, he does some pretty amazing stuff. Just get a couple minis for the guy to wrestle. Have a mini division. Like, what is it going to hurt? It's not going to make your show any more boring. Him already is. Give the guy a chance to do something. Because when he gets in the ring, he actually puts on a pretty decent show.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that I was watching on the network last week. I was just watching random pay-per-view, or I just put on a random pay-per-view, and it was In Your House, Ground Zero. Turns out this isn't the first El Torito. They had a minis match between El Torito and Max Mini, and it was a totally different little person or midget as the role of El Torito. So looks like they're recycling this gimmick, which I didn't know.
That's right. It was a little fat guy with horns, right? I think I remember.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that was it.
Oh, my God. I actually am starting to remember this.
Yeah, that's when they had, like, the mini Goldust and the mini Kane and mini Vader. Yeah, see?
Oh, my God.
Those were good times, and I remember they had the segment where Kane came out and they all ran behind Jim Cornette hiding. Like, that stuff was great.
Yeah, why can't they do more of that? Like it's like they just refuse to fill their time with all these people they're paying money to. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
But if I were paying...
What's that?
Rudolph here?
I don't know what that is.
It sounds like Rudolph's nose. Rudolph, please cover your nose. Your nose. Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide me to a halfway decent episode of Raw tonight?
Something's going to happen tonight.
Nice,
well, I mean, we're after midnight. I mean, there's not really much else that we can talk about that happened on Raw. We had Seth Rollins tease another cash-in. We had Dean Ambrose come out again and stop him. But is there anything you guys want to add before we go while this sound is going off?
I would like to add to Brady and Bruce for when they listen to this tomorrow. We did all actually watch Raw. So don't be mad at us because we didn't talk about anything for 30 minutes. And I would like to add how depressing it is that we're recapping a 3-hour show and so little happened that we couldn't fill 30 damn minutes.
How about you, Derek? Do you have any final words? Are you there, Derek?
Maybe that's the sound of Derek's phone line playing.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Derek.
Oh,
hey.
Okay.
Are you making the noise? Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry. before we go,
Oh, go ahead.
I just want to say Dean Ambrose is awesome. He's probably the only reason to watch Raw, and that's about it.
Yeah, I liked his mannerisms in that match he had with Randy Orton tonight. But yeah, that sound that was going off, I thought maybe that was a little siren to tell us that we need to get off the air since it's after midnight. But that's pretty much all we have for this week. We'll see you all next week on Rubbed Raw.